Have Donegal done enough? Have they done enough? He checks the whites. It's all over.
Yes.
Donegal fans are up on their brilliant pitch. What a result. What a performance from Donegal after the season that we've had, to come here and beat Monaghan. Complete underdogs going into this match, going into this whole championship. People are talking about next year. You know, this is a write-off season. It isn't for this Donegal side and squad. Hats off to Aidan O'Rourke, Paddy Bradley, everybody in the Donegal backroom team, and that team out there, the full squad that involved in this game, Martin. This was an unbelievable performance. We made Monaghan look ordinary at times. We controlled the game. We hit 19 points. And this Donegal team, Martin, after getting relegated, beaten by Down, it looks like a completely different side out here.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, we look at it today, and maybe Down weren't that bad because after beating Cavan today. But I think, look at it, it's all about footballers. And we, you know, it's a long time since Jack O'Connor told me Down, Kerry, you keep producing footballers in Donegal. And we do keep producing footballers. And that game today, you know, it suited us. Monaghan didn't get into our faces. They let us play football, which suited Donegal. And it was, you know, they played football and they performed. The performance of some of the young lads was unreal, the way they played. So great victory, great result. And I mean, congratulations to everybody involved. And as you said, the backroom team and everybody else and the players were out there in the field. This will give the county a lift that we needed after everything, the whole Crow Park report and everything else. This will give us a massive lift in the county. We now is it next weekend, next Saturday. We'll get a home game next Saturday in Balbuffet, depending on how the draw goes and everything else. And, you know, we got Patrick McBurdy back in the field and everything else. Oisín Gallen, you know, another big game. You talk about Jamie Brennan's back to himself. And that's the big things about it. Darrow Beale, brilliant. Kieran Thompson, brilliant. Oran Gordy
really
came in and
the
played
team,
well.
Gallen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Patton again was brilliant. Yeah. Two bad kickouts and all of that. Maybe lost one or ball coming out the field. Yeah. But other than that, he was brilliant. So when we look at it from a Donegal point of view, this is brilliant. This is a brilliant performance, considering, as you said, the players are injured and the players are missing and everything else. But look, it's all about the 15 players out in the field and then the men came off the bench and everything else. So we've, you know, a week for them to get ready. The good thing is we had the game on Saturday night, so we have an extra day, which is going to help tomorrow, because the teams tomorrow have another day, so you have a chance to come together tomorrow morning before you go to watch games and everything else. So brilliant performance, one of the best we've seen in a long time at Donegal, the way they showed the grit, particularly the second half, playing against a strong breeze and everything else. Maybe people thought Monaghan were going to open us up. So Monaghan were, I know they were disappointing and everything else, but it was, I mean, it's only how they were let play and everything else. So congratulations to everybody. This will give us a lift, and let's get a big support, as you said, Brendan, behind them next week in Balbuffet. It doesn't matter who comes to Balbuffet, it's going to be a tough game. You know, it's going to be a tough game in Donegal. We have a good record there, and we'll be ready for whoever comes.
Yeah, Martin, listen, this has given me, I don't know about everybody listening, and I'm looking at people out there, it's such a lift, because listen, I like a lot of people was looking at this group thinking it will be Derry or Monaghan top. We'll probably get a third place game, and if we do get that, are we going to be able to compete? Because I was lacking, I was thinking, have we even got the ability to compete? Donegal now have flipped that on their head, and the young players have come in, as I say, you could name literally the whole squad there. I have to give a special message to Oran Doherty coming in there, Martin. What a game he had all over the pitch as well. Some guys have put in unbelievable shifts. I mean, the fitness of Owen Bann and Darrell Wheel, a constant running Jamie Brennan up and down that pitch. Brendan McCall has just become rock solid. He's one of the best fullbacks in the game. So Donegal, who were looking at possibly an away trip to likes of Kerry, Tyrone and Roscommon, I haven't seen any other results yet, or obviously be tomorrow to come. Now we're looking at a possible home match to Armagh or Cork or Kildare. I mean, Martin, in this form, there's no reason why we can't beat one of these teams. And, you know, no matter what, in any season, you know, you talk about progression and going on a run. Were we to get all these players back that are injured and a couple of players that didn't commit this year, you know, you're back to having a squad that can really, really compete with the best in Ulster. I mean, Monaghan are supposed to be a few steps ahead of us. Well, we turned the tables on them today. Thoroughly deserved the victory.
Yeah, exactly. And Peter Kahneman saying he'll see us in Crow Park there. He's very confident Tyrone are going to get to Crow Park, isn't he?
Westmeath beat them tomorrow.
I just think that if we look at it from the point of view is looking at it from the point of view is of a ring. I mean, you're talking about the players. We have talent in Donegal. We've always talked, and we did think, you know, then when the whole Michael Murphy thing, that we're, you know, we're lost, you know, this leader and inspirational man, you know what I mean. We always know their talent in Donegal, and I think that the great thing about it looks like Paddy McBurdy's down being interviewed down there. Looks like Brendan McCall got man of the match. He's gone down. What a game he had, and I'm glad for Brendan McCall. He's a lovely young fella, and as you said, a great footballer. And that's two great games he's had in a row, and on Jack McCarron today and Shane McGuigan the last day. But I think looking at it, if you know, we've always had talent. I mean, showing today, you talked about Owen Van Geller was back to himself today as well, and Jamie Brennan. They were two big ones that we needed, because we know how good a footballers are. I know, you look at Brendan McCall, another man I thought, Steve McMenamin, what a game he had. He's only back from injury. One ball, one dirty ball, got into people's face. I mean, and this Kieran McColgan man, this man's come of age. We're giving him now jobs with marking, man. He's getting, it was dirty the last day for Derry, and now today it was Conor McCarthy. And what a job he did on them. And Patton's a massive player for us. We can't afford him to get hurt. That's the one player in the field at the minute, I think. I know people may say, oh, Shane Gallen up at the other end of it, but Patton's a very important player in his kickouts and everything else. And, you know, Conor O'Donnell, back, you know, maybe at a couple of, not to his high standard, but today he was back to himself as well. And, you know, as you said, Oran Doherty, Darrow O'Briel, what a game he had today, especially the first half and everything else, was unbelievable. So, Kieran Thompson, don't forget him, he's still able to win ball. And Hugh McFadden put in a big shift in the second half.
It
was wanted.
You
the second
there.
Half, you know, Keelan McGonigal won that throw in the second half. So, midfield, but, you know, that big shift. But Hugh McFadden, I thought, had a big second half. Look, at we, as you said, we could name them all. John Ross Molloy came on and played well and the game as well. So I think that the great thing about it is that, you know, is that this will give the county confidence. This will give everybody a lift in the county and everything else. And the big, you know, and now we look at it. We look at it that what team we could play. We're saying who we could play, either Armagh, Tyrone, is it, or who, depending on Armagh.
It's Armagh, Cork, or Kildare. Probably now, depending on what happens.
Yeah,
this weekend.
Yeah, well, you're talking about Cork, Kildare. Well, Kildare could beat Roscommon tomorrow. I wouldn't rule that out, because the game, you know, because that's a big derby between the two of them. And Kildare, as Peter Cannon said earlier on, the big game. So it could be either Cork, Kildare, Roscommon. Well, there's no wide difference. Them, you know, the two teams are near enough on the bar, and then you have you said Cork travelling up, and Cork never travelled.
I prefer Kildare now, and then I come
Cork from away from home on that there. So that's we have, and it's a game, and it's a big game, and it's another big game for the county. So it's home advantage is the big thing in it, and winning this game today means everything. And it will give, you know, it will give us a lift, because, you know, we haven't won a wild lot of games this year, you know, with league and everything else, and then getting beat by down the championship and then being beaten by Derry. So, you know, probably people say, ah, well, Clare's only Clare, and that's it, but when you analyse it, when you look at it today, you know, Monaghan were a big team. Monaghan were a big team. They drew with Derry, and they were here, and they beat Tyrone in the championship here. So this was a big victory. This was a big result
huge. Martin, you mentioned there, I was just thinking about, you mentioned Michael Murphy. Here's been the whole, right? Michael Murphy, as you said, was the linchpin of Donegal. So he needed players to step, we needed players to step into his shoes, which was always going to be difficult, because so many players played around him. He set the tone for Donegal, no matter what it was in the game. And now you have those experienced players in there, particularly Owen Bann, Keelan McGonigal, Hugh McFadden, now Jimmy Brennan, Thompson, Darrell Boyle. They're all stepping in now. These younger players you talked about, they've come of age so quick, Martin, that they've inputted into this side now, that we now have a team that's back competing. And I spoke to Ian O'Rourke after the last game, and I was really enthused now about the Derry game. And it wasn't, you know, people said, oh, we were beat by Derry and whatever. And I said, but hey, we were competing. And I think that we had a confidence from Derry has come into this game, that we knew we could compete again. And Martin, I think it was a launch pad for this victory today.
Yeah, you're right, Brendan. And I think it's, you know, and we look at it here today, how, but a game like this does puts a wee bit of pressure, you know, from playing county football. There weren't maybe much expected today from us and everybody else. Monaghan were favourites in the game and everything. Now the next day, next week, it's going to be a bit different for these players to cope with a bit of pressure that they're expected to win it, and that's what we expected to do, is win the game next week. So that'll be a wee bit of pressure, but how they cope with that, they'll be hard. But the confidence that's going to give them this game, it's going to give them. And I think the great thing about it is we're not dependent on any player today. Oisín Gallen, you know, we had a good match, but he didn't have the same game as us. We don't depend on him. We have other players. We have a lot of talent and a lot of pace in Donegal, and a lot of good footballers in Donegal. And, you know, maybe sometimes we play ourselves down and all that there. And, you know, if we look at the players that were maybe played in the final last year, the Ulster final last year, they're not available and everything else. So from that point of view, it's great. And look at the one, you know, I think the thing it's heartening is the fact that we were, you know, Monaghan were here. They were after, you know, beating Clare. Now, Monaghan people are saying they didn't play well against Clare. They drew with Derry. They were coming here a lot of confidence. And we really, Donegal deserve, it's not we won a match, we deserve to win the match. And, you know, looking at it from Donegal point of view, we scored 19 points. Now we've got 6 points the second half, I know. But I think it's massive. And I think that, you know, what's becoming massive, Brendan's goalkeepers. And I think Sean Patton, even the free kick that he kicked over the bar when he came out the field into that one was unbelievable. But I think, look at.
Kilcare and Gidor were at it that last night, were they? McNeely's and
Mark McCune goals. I think these outfield players and goals and everything else. And, but I just think that I just think looking at it is that, you know, we're a very proud county and we needed this lift, and we've got a great lift tonight. We've gone down the road with a huge lift, Bren, and looking forward to next weekend. I know it's not a big break, and hopefully all the players went off and not too badly injured, particularly Conor O'Donnell looked like picking up a heavy enough knock.
And Oisin Gallen, of course, we can't have any more bad luck with injuries. You mentioned the players out. Alan Foley had an article a while back of 15 players that were involved some way last year that weren't involved going into that Clare game, which no county can deal with that, but somehow Donegal have dealt with that. So hats off to the lads. That was a phenomenal victory for Donegal, giving us home advantage. Get out to Ballybuffet next week, get up, hopefully the sun's shining and we'll get a positive result. We'll see where the draw takes us, but for now, from Healy Park, I'm absolutely delighted to say it's Donegal are the victors here. We're ended up second in the group, giving us a home match next week. Martin McHugh, I want to thank you for your cool columns today. Oisin Kelly, I'll be back in the hot seat next week when he's done rallying and the twin cam shams are all gone away. Hope again. Oisin will be back in the hot seat. Tune in for Highland Radio for full match coverage, and we'll speak to you all then.